This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for May 24th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. If Nessie is out there, these guys want to prove it. Yet another group of monster hunters is out to prove the existence or non-existence of the Loch Ness Monster. An international group of scientists want to use environmental DNA collection to find the fabled creature in the Scottish Loch. According to the science, when an animal swims through a body of water, it leaves behind traces of scales or hair or whatever it's made of. Good luck in your swimming in the pool this Memorial Day weekend thinking about that. And if given enough sampling, the researchers would find the DNA, sequence it, and identify it as something previously unknown, they hope. If you've ever wanted to watch classic Doctor Who, the original that aired from 1963 to 1989, but didn't want to pay Amazon Prime or BritBox, and you have a lot of free time, well, now's your chance. BBC and the Twitch streaming service are going to stream 500 episodes of Classic Who starting May 29th and ending 7 weeks later. A set of episodes will stream for 8 hours, then repeat twice more each day with a new set of episodes each day. Now's your chance to catch up on those classic stories we're discussing on The Secrets of Doctor Who. Subscribe now. Speaking of catching up on the classics, you can pick up all 10 of the classic Star Trek movies on iTunes for just $30. If you're bad at math, that's $3 each. Starting with 1979's Star Trek The Motion Picture and ending with Star Trek Nemesis, the movies cover the good, The Wrath of Khan, the bad, Star Trek V The Final Frontier, and all the rest. What it doesn't include are the three Kelvin Universe J.J. Abrams Star Trek movies made since 2009 with Chris Pine as Captain Kirk, so let's say this one is for the purists. Fans of The Simpsons and Futurama have a new treat to look forward to. Matt Groening, creator of the classic animated series, has a new series coming to Netflix in August called Disenchantment. Where Futurama was a send-up of classic science fiction tropes, the new series takes on the sword and sorcery fantasy stories. It follows the misadventures of a hard-drinking princess named Bean, her feisty elf companion, and a personal demon. They are clear that this one isn't for the kids, so we'll have to see whether it's something we can recommend. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at SQPN.com. I'm Dom Bettinelli.